You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Thursday, Dr. Cheryl White takes us back across cultures to the origins of the werewolf legend and its transformation in media over time.
Lest we think that the werewolf, a term that literally means man-wolf, first appeared in the 1940s in a film starring Lon Chaney Jr., let's explore this legend a little more today, for it is actually quite old. The phenomenon known as lycanthropy, the process of transforming into a wolf, is found across cultures and is a fascinating commentary on some darker aspects of human nature. Because of its common and pervasive occurrence in movies, video games, and books, another interesting aspect of the werewolf prototype is that it has changed over time to become, like the vampire, more attractive. Werewolves, of course, are the remarkable shape-shifters in legend. Men change into half-wolf hybrid creatures under the influence of a supernatural force, or more commonly, a natural one, such as a full moon. As far back as ancient Greece, this legend can be found, and in that culture, a man chose this fate for himself by consuming the meat of a wolf mixed with human flesh or blood. The man making this choice needed to be sure this was what he wanted for himself, because it was a permanent decision and could not be reversed except in death. Throughout the centuries, this legend promoted various explanations for the cause of the lycanthropy curse, everything from being bitten by a wolf to sleeping under a full moon on a Friday night. Like the legend of the vampire, this one speaks volumes about our fears and desires, and both creatures carry out their transformations only at night, in darkness, in shadow. Even today, there's great superstition about madness existing at the time of the full moon, and this is a holdover from these werewolf legends, closely intertwined with other legends about the full moon that, again, cross cultures and time. And yes, it is true that wolves do howl at the full moon, and that thread of truth runs through the legend as well. Today we know these are mythical creatures, a product of man's vivid imagination, but just two centuries ago, it seems that many people believed that werewolves were real, just as they did with vampires. Evidence of this can be found in various methods to destroy these creatures: a silver bullet for the werewolf, a stake through the heart for a vampire. Of course, we'd be remiss to not mention that there are medical conditions that produce extreme overgrowth of body hair, and this no doubt generated a great deal of superstition in certain places. How much this contributed to the spread of the werewolf legend, particularly during the Middle Ages, cannot be determined, but these medical conditions are exceedingly rare. Why would man want to change into a half-wolf and prey on other humans? Wolves have traditionally always been perceived as pack animals with a definite hierarchy in the ranks, and creatures with great physical strength. In the animal kingdom, they are respected. Does that description in any way mirror the desires of humans? It is interesting to consider that among all of the legends that can be traced back to man's earliest recorded history, lycanthropy is among the most pervasive and the most universal. So, until the next full moon, sound effect, please.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.